Council members P.C. Wu, Megan Pratt, Charles Baer, and Sherry Myers voted against the contract. Those voting in favor were Jewel Canada Wynn, Larry B. Johnson, Andy Terhar, and Gerald Wingate. Councilman Brian Spencer abstained. At issue was a 10-year contract, which a 5-member selection committee recommended to be awarded to Missouri-based OHM, which represents Chick-fil-A, Corona Beach House, Surf City Squeeze, and Einstein Brothers Bagels. The other finalist was New York-based Creative Food Group, which represents local restaurants, The Fish House, Bagel Heads, and Verona's. Airport manager Greg Donovan's presentation in favor of OHM was first up.
If you look at the facts, you look at the figures, you look at the columns that your committee went through in an RFP process that was very sound, very solid. This is a very strong proposal. It's best for the airport and our accountability to the airlines, to our bondholders, and to our traveling public.
Besides the $1.8 million outlay, OHM also guaranteed the city a minimum annual fee of nearly $400,000. If projected annual sales goals were met, that would have gone to $460,000. Maria Patel with OHM told the council that if they received the contract, they would hit the ground running.
We have coordinated with our concept partners to ensure continuous services are available to all passengers during the construction of these units. On March 31st, we will install all the temporary units overnight.
Much of the discussion was over Chick-fil-A, which by company policy is closed on Sundays. William Timms, an attorney for OHM, said that by law, the city council could not deviate from the selection committee's recommendation by desire.
To deviate from the recommendation of the selection committee, the city must find that OHM is not a responsible bidder or that the benefits of creative outweigh the large price difference between the two. The selection may not be based upon a personal preference or a local preference.
Opponents to the OHM selection contended that the request for proposal, or RFP, specified that all restaurants be open 7 days a week. On the financial side, Gary Houston, an attorney representing Creative Food Group, said Airport Director Greg Donovan's figures comparing airports nationwide did not hold water.
Pensacola Airport is a departure and an arrival airport. It is not a hub airport. People don't sit around in the Pensacola Airport between flights, eating and drinking. But if you allow us to use that same national average number, our sales will be identical. Our percentage rent will be identical.
Local residents addressing the council were unanimous in their opposition to the contract. Afterward, Mayor Ashton Hayward reiterated his support for OHM, saying the vote would send a message to those outside Pensacola.
We've all focused on economic development. What does it tell the outside businesses that we're not going to have a level playing field, that we don't have a fair process? This process was fair. It'd be like the New England Patriots asking the Denver Broncos for a do-over because the Broncos beat them.
Other points brought up included the RFP specifying a local connection and the fact that Creative Food Group did not file an official protest when OHM was selected in August. P.C. Wu led off the comments from the council, saying he would vote against the contract because local is in his blood.
I'm a product of a mom-and-pop operation. My mother and father ran a mom-and-pop operation. My mother was the hostess and my father cooked, barely making it from check to check, but as a result, I have a bias.
Councilwoman Sherry Myers pointed to a provision that said the businesses must maximize gross revenues. Since Chick-fil-A is closed on Sundays, she contends there would be no business there for about 53 days each year, 530 days over the life of the contract.
If you look at the fact that they're not going to be there for a year and a half, that comes out to $1.5 million of revenue that they're not going to be generating that they could be generating. That is not maximizing gross revenues.
Also backing the notion of local vendors at the airport was Councilman Megan Pratt, who said what's at the airport should reflect Pensacola.
Our local businesses can compete against national businesses. We have a strong community, and I like national chains. But you can still, even with a national chain, have something that reflects the local community.
Council President Jewel Canada Wynn stood with the mayor in voicing support for awarding the contract to OHM, saying that rejecting it would contradict efforts to lure business and industry to Pensacola.
We asked for outsiders to come in and help the foundation of our small businesses and help it grow. We can't have it both ways. We can't have sometimes on one end saying, yes, we want those jobs that you're going to bring in. And then on the other hand said, it must all be local. It can't all be local.
With Thursday night's vote, the council is now expected to turn its attention to the proposal offered by Creative Foods. The question remains, will the 4 months of political and procedural jockeying for position with the OHM proposal repeat itself? Dave Dunwoody, WUWF News.